Today's sales professionals are challenged to establish trusting relationships with the right prospects. They face buyers that choose to self-educate and not engage with a salesperson until they're ready to begin the buying process. With social selling, sales professionals use social networks and digital content to build their professional brand, their company's brand, and create experiences that enable buyers to buy. Welcome to the Linking into Sales podcast, the social selling podcast hosted by Martin Brossman and Greg Heyer. Let's start linking into sales.
Hashtag, what are hashtags?
Hashtag, what are you talking about?
What's the hashtag for this show?
We got a hashtag linking sales 67.
Oh, sounds good to me. And why don't we discuss a little bit what the heck are hashtags and then how to use them in sales and conferences, which is going to be coming up for people.
Yeah, very true. I actually had a discussion with a salesperson here not too recently because the SHRM event is coming up. Actually, it's happening this weekend in Las Vegas, SHRM 15, which is the Society for Human Resources Professionals, I think it's something along those lines. But they have a big conference happening in Las Vegas, and you know he's never been, and he's hasn't really sold to HR before, and just had this fantastic discussion about how he can get in on that conversation and start networking with those buyers in human resources. And one of the ways he's going at it is with hashtags, and I got a great success story to share with you a little bit later on that.
Excellent. Well, let's just start with, explaining the different versions of hashtags, because it's so confusing to a lot of people still. And it starts to me with the fact that one of the uses that makes it most confusing is the use of hashtags as side comments. Mm-hmm. I'm 56 years old, so it took me a little to catch on that one. But when I remembered as a kid how, you know, my friend Billy would say something like, I'm going to see my uncle this weekend and looking forward to it, not. Mm-hmm. I realized that that's what they're doing. That's the equivalent online of a side comment to something where it's not really meant as a searchable content, but it's a commentary on what's being said. Would you add something to it? Because that's, to me, that's what trips up people, that confusing piece that there are multiple uses of hashtags.
That's right. There are multiple uses of hashtags. The side comment is very, very popular. I think that's not the original intent of what hashtags were designed for, but someone figured, hey, I could put a witty comment as a hashtag and put it out there. And if anybody else is making a similar side comment, we can kind of, find each other. But there are other purposes for hashtags, and usually the primary reason is for it to consolidate search results or to find things around a specific topic. It makes things easier to find based on discussions that are happening online, finding out who are having those discussions. Like, for example, you go to a conference and you see the little hashtag sign at the bottom corner of the banner, and it says hashtag conference 2015. That's how you actually get into that conversation with every other conference goer. So it's a great way to consolidate that conversation that's happening online.
Yeah, and also making sure that they've searched it well, looked it up, finding out what is the hashtag of the conference, or looking it up if you're going to be putting on an event or conference, and checking on all the major platforms just to find out. What is it on Facebook? What is it? And you use the search capability, simple search, hashtag in the word. I do want to mention a little quick history on it. It's really seemed to get its origins and start on Twitter, back when Twitter had no thread capability, where if you posted a tweet and then someone after it posted that they sneezed in their cornflakes or something, and then something else, they'd blur together. So you had a way of putting the hashtag at the end so someone could search. Let's say there's an Oakwood fire going on and people are trying to save lives using Twitter, and then they might put # Oakwood fire for all the relevant data. And that's to me where it really started to pick up. And in the research of my book on hashtags, that was to me the history. Utilization was consumers finding a way to tie Twitter together and inventing it by a character, the pound sign over three or number sign that isn't used as much. And then the anatomy, of course, for anyone who doesn't know, is the words have to be written together. And capitalization really doesn't matter.
No, absolutely. I agree. I mean, I think we... for some reason, Wayne Sutton comes up when thinking about that. I think he was an influencer in actually the development of the hashtag with Twitter. Because
I do want to give him credit for, we did a talk together on Twitter in Raleigh, and he really got it started. The funny thing about that is a group heard that we had done it, didn't take the class, and we had an event called Final Friday for sales professionals, and they were very excited about it, and they said, hey, we're using the pound sign, a pound sign FF, and I said, did you look it up first? And they said, we didn't, and we found that there were an awful lot of people who did not like Friday that used a word of profanity that starts with F, and we were grouped together on it on Twitter. So that was also an early awakening, look before you leap, with using hashtags.
Yep. Well, I remember, there's a lot of people today that'll use pound FF or follow, follow Friday, right?
Right.
Yeah, not instead of Final Friday. Right? So it's, you know, you can, yeah, I guess branding your own hashtag is kind of critical. We've talked about hashtags in the past and how to find like conversations that are happening online. I know we've done a couple episodes in the past about sales chats or social hangouts or, you know, anything like that where you can get in a conversation during a specific period of time. You know, that's a fantastic use for it to meet with other like professionals. But this episode, I think we definitely wanted to touch on how you can use it to find the conversations that a salesperson should be in, and also to create awareness around things that are happening, like an event or something along those lines. Yeah, this kind of episode, let's look at like a couple of conferences, for example, that we can get in on that conversation. So the first one would be SHRM, like we had mentioned before. So the specific salesperson, he's selling a software to help with HR professionals with basically managing payroll to a degree. And he's never sold into the space before. And he really just had no idea where to get started. And so I suggested to him that he actually take a look, since they were going to the trade show and they were going to be, you know, they're going to have a booth on the floor to look at the hashtag for the conference, which most conferences put together. There's an app for a conference sometimes, and then there's always the discussion that's happening on Twitter. You know, there's a lot more conversation happening on Twitter than there is inside the app for the conference. It's just the way things are at this point. But what we said is that, you know, go look at the hashtag SHRM15. Pretty much said that this hashtag is for the conference in 2015. You can actually go back and probably look at SHRM 14 if you wanted to and get an idea of what's happening in the past. He was able to actually, they were putting on a private event. And they're very, very new to the space. They have, you know, four customers. They're looking to pick up a couple more before the end of the year. And we said, you know, well let's share your private event that you're having under the SHRM 15 hashtag and let's see what happens. Well, what happened was that there was a HR blogger who actually picked up their event page and wrote a blog post about it. And, you know, within a matter of 24 hours, they had 150 people register for their event.
Wow.
And which was, they were excited, but also concerned because they wanted to make sure they had a big enough room. And so they're going to continue to find success using the SHRM 15 hashtag throughout the conference. And I think for them, you know, when you go and you spend, you know, $12,000 on a booth at a conference, you really got to maximize it. Social is going to be the best way to take and maximize that.
Yeah, that's excellent use. Other things, of course, in the conference is just letting people know you're looking forward to coming. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you have some good curated content you'd like to share. I know speaking at a conference, when I'm speaking there, if there's resources I mention in my talk, sometimes I'll share them before the talk to kind of build the buzz, but I'm adding value through education. And then follow along to say, remember these resources from the talk to check out. And then many of the conferences will have people dedicated in each room to tweet too, which is important. Find out who those people are. I found it was useful to build good rapport with the person who's going to tweet me when I'm speaking, you know, as a speaker as well, so that they'll want to favorably that I've got a reporter in the room tweeting me, you know, take good care of them. So, or building rapport with them if you're in it. Mm. Those are two other things kind of on the ground and on the web to keep in mind with hashtags.
Very true. And even sometimes you'll find that some of the conferences will not only have a hashtag for the event, but they'll have a hashtag for the speaking session too. And sometimes those will be displayed outside of the conference room before you go into it. We saw that at Internet Summit in Raleigh this past year.
Yep.
I would say, you know, as a, you're definitely coming from a speaker perspective, but from a conference goer perspective, sometimes sharing your content in a session, it will not be received well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's some taboo things that you got to avoid when you're attending the conference. So the best thing to do.
Mention that a little more, Greg. I think that's important what you just said.
Yeah. So, I mean,
the taboo things to do of also trying to take hostage of a hashtag too.
Well, yeah. So taking hostage of a hashtag would be called newsjacking to a degree. There's actually a book about it. And I'll have to get the author information here in just a little bit, but it's almost like walking into a crowded room and saying, you know, just yelling out that you're selling something and you want everyone to come up to you and start buying from you. It's just not appropriate. So when you, it's the same etiquette that goes on when you're walking into a cocktail party goes on when you're on Twitter using hashtags too. The best thing to do is to respect what the speaker is saying. If you find a one-liner or something like that that's tweetable, then you know, make sure you put the hashtag out there. Show that you're contributing to the conversation rather than trying to jack the conversation. And those sort of things actually help you with building the online respect that you are looking for, so that way people can trust you and trust you as a potential expert in your field, that you can actually sit down and stand to be sitting in front of the person that you're, you know, sitting in front of. So there's a lot to be said about etiquette online, and we could probably do an entire book on it if you wanted to. But I would say that, you know, if you don't go into a conference just, you know, blabbing out white papers and all that stuff, you know, maybe you should pay for those as a sponsored post or something along those lines. But I wouldn't go in and saying, hey, you know, we sell this type of product too. That's just bad.
Well, you know, and the piece of it is you can put the content, you can comment on the conference, adding value using hashtag, and then have your content separate from that, because you're going to start getting followers if you give good value with a hashtag, is what I found, if you're sharing that information. And then also, the other thing I want to talk about in hashtag, just to review, is companies will often have their own hashtag too. So they might, if they were a sponsor and it'd be appropriate, they might have the hashtag of the conference, pound sign in that, and then the hashtag of their business as well. So that's, you know, what I call appropriate branding in the right space, right?
That's true. I think that sometimes it is a little confusing, though, when someone is using a hashtag of a company name. Mm-hmm. And really, they have a Twitter handle, so why would they use their company name along with it? But sometimes that's just to kind of, you know, maybe somebody doesn't want to tweet at the company. They just rather just hashtag their name and just get it in with the conversation. It's still searchable. So that can be helpful for joining in with the conversation as well.
What other things do you think are important in a conference to note about maximizing the hashtags as a consumer of the conference and participating?
Sure. Well, I think from a social listening perspective, I think there's a ton of research that you can get, you know, coming back from that. If you have 15 or 20,000 people at a conference, you definitely can't go through all the tweets and tweet back at somebody immediately. But, you know, there's also the follow-up from it. where if somebody's talking about something that's related to your product and, you know, it's your next, you're back in the office the next day, the conference is over. You know, you have a stack of business cards, you process those, you get them into your CRM, but now you need to, you know, engage folks as well that were at the conference. So maybe going through the Twitter feed and looking for people who are having discussions at the conference and say, hey, sorry, we didn't get a chance to, meet, but I, you know, love to have a conversation with you, or just follow them, or and just engage with them somehow. But identifying those folks through through using those hashtags and using Twitter, it's a totally free approach. I mean, there are tools out there that can help you with that, to identify those folks, and you can bring them, you know, you can go through them as you need to. But if you've never done it before, I would definitely go to Twitter and try following up after the conference too.
Yeah. And finding people and then potentially looking them up on LinkedIn as well, bringing them in through. I've done it where I found the person, I liked what they're talking about, brought them into my social CRM, Nimble, and then looked them up on LinkedIn and then brought that content together. So I had both of them, and it started with following a hashtag.
Exactly. I mean, I think the hashtags are going to be, as more and more salespeople figure them out, it's going to be very valuable to them. So,
where should this the person start with hashtags? I think they should listen first and notice how they're being used, and then before they interject it. And then it's always safe if they really think they have value beyond just selling their product to share some content in the conversation too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, if you I think the first place you go to get started is going to be going to Twitter, and maybe that last conference that you went to, if you want to practice a little bit, go to the last conference that you were at, or a last major event, and see if you could find what the hashtag was for that event. It could be just going out to the event website. It could be also searching for the event on Twitter, and then click on the hashtag on Twitter, and you'll get the list of conversations. And there's two different options for you to view. It's either all tweets or tweets from your followers, or tweets from the people you're following. And those are, I would actually look at all followers to start, because that gets you other folks that are having a conversation that aren't in your network. And then start going through that conversation that's being had there. See if you can learn anything from it. Maybe you can find a prospect you can follow, or something along those lines.
I think we should mention that LinkedIn removed the utilization of hashtags. So, you know, I still see people adding hashtags to LinkedIn and not sharing it on Twitter because they think it's still being used or something. But since we are talking about sales professionals using LinkedIn and other tools, that's worth noting. So if you're sharing something on LinkedIn and you want to push it off to Twitter, you can use a hashtag there, but just know that LinkedIn's not going to make that hashtag searchable directly.
Mm, that's important. Well, LinkedIn used to have that integration where if you put on your tweet, if you put hashtag in, it would bring it in and post it as an update in your LinkedIn network. But I don't think that's working any longer.
No, thank goodness, because that's where people were tweeting so much stuff, I was hiding them all the time. Mm. The blind posting on LinkedIn or highly automated posting on LinkedIn are usually the most hidden content. And they're real proud about how they have an automated system cranking out stuff each day on LinkedIn. And what they need to notice is how few people are interacting with that. Hmm. Well, I think we've covered, the hashtag is a topic today. The big thing is start noticing it. Noticing it's being used for side comments are the big ones, and then grouping things together is the other one. And then a little bit, another case, Greg, I know, is sometimes not at a conference, but if I have really good content that I want people to be able to find, or my best post, I'll sometimes hashtag my name, which is my company, so that if they ever click on that, they'll get some of my best content. So I don't just use it all the time, but as a way to group my, you know, if you happen to click on it, what it'll do is bring together my best post. So I will sometimes use pound sign Martin Brossman just for that. as well.
That's actually a good approach. Mm-hmm. That I think I may have heard you mention that before offline. For a sales professional, if they wanted to share their best blog posts, from the company, whether they wrote them or not, putting a specific hashtag and sharing that hashtag with a prospect to say, hey, listen, here's a bunch of posts that are on Twitter. Let me just send you the link, and you can send that hashtag link out to the to your prospect. And it can only list 4 articles in there, or whatever. But and if it ever renews or if it refreshes, I mean, that's a great way to specifically curate content for prospects.
Well, the story is Robin Werling that took our social media certificate program. She used it where she was on a job interview, and they said, we want to see how competent you are in social media. And she said, look up hashtag my name. And it brought all the content together, and apparently it closed the deal on the job, which was interesting because there were, they weren't as cutting edge in the field, and they were quite impressed of how she was able to quickly get them to organize their content. So I think we've covered that, but the big thing is conferences coming up. If you're putting on a conference, make sure to search it, not just on Twitter, but go ahead and look up on Google+. Go and look it up on Facebook. Maybe look it up on Instagram. To name just a few of them, just to see if it's not currently being used. That's, to me, the big thing. If you're speaking at a conference, you want to know about it so you can appropriately give added value as a way to appropriately promote your talk. And then if you're participating in it, you want to learn so that you can be part of the conversation and be able to network with some good people. I think I covered the main areas in reviewing that.
You did. I think you did. And actually, I'm going to look up real quick is the newsjacking, the article, the author of the book called Newsjacking. I want to share that with you guys.
While you're looking it up, while you're looking it up, I want to talk about how many times national news has picked up me sharing weather events on Twitter. This isn't directly revenue driven, but the last ice storm in Raleigh, I got out and I stuck on the side of the road waiting until enough crazies get out of the way so I could get home safely. Mm-hmm. And I took a picture, and by the time I got home, I put down #, and was the hashtag used for that weather storm, with a photo. Someone from NBC or something like that had asked if they could use my picture on the nightly news, and then I said yes, and then a friend across the country had seen my picture on the nightly news because they'd followed me on Twitter. So, it also can be a doorway to the media. Now, that was just events, but an important piece to it.
That's true. Getting picked up by bloggers or getting it picked up by news outlets and things like that. That's a great way. Like how this, my customer got picked up by a blogger. Without them really knowing it, we had to figure out where the traffic was coming from. But that's a great point. If you're looking for visibility, sometimes hashtags might be your best way to get PR. So all right. So the author of the book I was mentioning, Newsjacking, is David Merriman Scott. Fantastic author, great speaker in the space. Actually, you should probably subscribe to his podcast as well. But he wrote it's a Kindle book, which goes for, looks like it's about $6 on Amazon, but it's called Newsjacking, How to Interject Your Ideas into a Breaking News Story and Generate Tons of Media Coverage.
And then, of course, we got to mention the other book, How to Use Hashtags by Martin Brossman, for beginners to learn how to use them in general, is out there as well. So
is that on Amazon as well?
Yep, it is. It's a Kindle book on Amazon by me. And make sure in the back you also link to the resources. It has a sign-in and password to go to resources to learn more about it. So check that in the back of the book as well. So
look at that. So if you have a Kindle Unlimited account, it is totally free. But if not, it's $1.99.
Excellent. So we'll put those in our comments. I think we've we've hashtagged this out. If you want some humor, what's that funny video by Justin?
The one with Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake.
We might add that in the comment. There's still a few human beings on the planet who haven't seen that yet.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's might be one of them. That's a great one. You know, hashtag oatmeal cookies.
Exactly. And then how to use hashtags by me. So I think we've explored hashtags good. Greg, any closing comments? Just watch for more. We are going to be working on some training, so you'll see some variations in our posts. So over the summer, we'll be really putting out, we'll be doing hangouts and podcasts as we find key topics and not quite as consistent because we're doing some deep diving on a training program. Is that a good way to explain it, Greg, or you want to say it differently?
No, I think that's great. We have we do have that we're working on, and we have a site redesign that's underway as well. You're going to try and bring some more social selling resources to you through linking into sales, as well as an additional property that we have acquired. In addition, we have a social selling breakfast coming up in Raleigh in July. So take a look at the website for that.
And that's going to be on hashtags and social listening both. So we'll have a open discussion if you happen to be in the area at the Capital City Club. The Raleigh
City Club Raleigh.
City Club Raleigh. Correct, City Club. Please.
Yeah. Yeah, City
Great. So hashtag great show.
Hashtag linking sales 67. Don't forget about that. So join in the conversation of this episode using hashtag linking sales 67.
And we will look for your hashtags online. Have a great day. Good show.
All right. You've been listening to the Linking into Sales Social Selling Podcast with Greg Heyer and Martin Brossman. Have a great day.